Torah is what it's what restores our soul. Neshiv Nafshi. Okay, so we were up to the fifth brach of Shmona Esrei. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, v'karveinu malkeinu l'avadasecha, v'chazirinu b'shuva shalem l'fanecha baruch atah Hashem ha'rotzeh b'seshuva. So this brach has 15 words. We pointed out those are the 15 steps of the Shira Malus, bringing us into the Azara. These are the 15 steps from this world up to Tachas Kisei HaKavod, because Tshuva's Magas, until Kisei HaKavod, that's where our neshamas are from. That's how Tshuva is Mamish, Lev Tar Brali Elokim V'ruach Nachon Chadesh Bekirbi. It's a renewal of a person's neshama. And we mentioned the hey that it begins with, the hey that it ends with. The hey is the letter through which this world was created. Olam Hazeh is created with the hey. Why? Because we said you go bow through the bottom and you go back up through the top. That this world is created with tshuva in mind. The notion that man is not perfect, right? Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov v'lo yechta. So built into the fabric of this world is the opportunity to have tshuva. That's why some say that tshuva is one of the things that were created before the world was created. Meaning man couldn't be created without the possibility of tshuva. So hashiveinu, we said the first word, what does it mean hashiveinu, bring us back? So that's what we left off on. That hashiveinu implies, calling someone a baal tshuva means that they're back to where they were originally. Person grew up totally irreligious, no shaychas. Person didn't even know she was Jewish. You see, he was Jewish. And then all of a sudden they recognize, you know, mamash, a crazy story when an Arab guy growing up, his mother, grandmother tells her on his deathbed, his mother's mother, I'm Jewish, you're a Jew. And like, you know, Pashut, he's been taught his whole life to hate all Jews. And he comes back and he's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. That's how, there are people like this. This is Hashiveinu, bring us back, because each and every one of us, at the core, we know what's.
Who's the guy in Worcester that Ravelli spoke about?
He's the
reporter.
Oh, Daniel Pearl.
Yeah.
Right. At the end of his life, yeah. Well, that's as his life is being taken. But the idea of Hashiveinu, that when a person engages in process of becoming newly observant or more observant than they were, so you're really going back to your initial state, back to who you really are. And that's why it says afterwards, Hashiveinu Avinu L'sarasecha. What does Avinu imply? The Avudram, one of the Rishonim, has a beautiful idea. He says, why do we refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam as Avinu, as a parent here, as our father? Because you know what it is to do tshuva? It means that this is really your Yerusha. You could go anywhere in the world. You could go far away. You can mamish be in the hinterlands. But you come back, you find out that you were left the Yerusha. It's yours. Doesn't matter where you are. You can go away. You come back. This is waiting for you. It's your Yerusha. It has your name on it. Hashiveinu Avinu L'sarasecha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam as a parent, because we're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, we understand that this is what you're giving us. Morasha Kilas Yaakov, Torah Tziva Lada Moshe, Morasha Kilas Yaakov, that Torah is Yerusha. That it's something that no matter where we go, no matter how far we stray, just like Yerusha is there for the heirs, so too Torah is there for us. Another pshat that the Tur has is, why do we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avinu? Hashiveinu Avinu L'sarasecha. Why?
Because parent cares about has rachmanos.
Well, it's certainly k'rachim of albanim. There are those who say that that's what you're supposed to feel at this point. But the Tur says the father is chayiv to teach his son Torah. Hashiveinu Avinu L'sarasecha, when we're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, return us to your Torah, we're sort of saying, hey God, guess what? You have an achrayus. You have a chiyuv to bring us back. And that's the beautiful taich in the Gemara in Brachos, that says, HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim. What does that mean, HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim? So Pashut Pshat is that Hashem decides whether you're smart or you're not smart, whether you're very handsome or if you're not so handsome. Ribbono Shel Olam decides all these different things, tall or short. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't decide you're Yer Shemayim. HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim. Whether you're Tzaddik or Rasha, that's up to you. That's dependent upon your actions. It's a beautiful Chassidish Torah. HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim. You know what it means? That really anything in the world, you can ask for it. Maybe Hashem will give it to you, maybe not. But when you ask for Yer Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give it to you. If you really ask Be'emes, Hashiveinu Avinu L'sarasecha, Hashem, bring me back to your Torah. You're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to connect to Him. If you're asking for that, He has to give it to you. If you're asking the Emes, That's a kol b'yirshamayim chutz miyirshamayim. That if you ask for yirshamayim, automatically you have to get it. And this is something that some people are not aware of. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out that when we say you can't ask for bakashos on Shabbos, that's only gashmius. Ruchnius dikma bakashos, he absolutely can ask for. Because I know we've been learning of Haravna, Ava Rabba, those are also bakashos that we ask for in terms of coming close to the Ribono Shel'olam, right? Giving us ruchnius. So those are things that every day of the week we have to be asking for ruchnius, not only during the week, but on Shabbos also. But the idea of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha, that this is something that the Ribono Shel'olam sort of has to give to us. There's also another beautiful, beautiful Torah. What does it mean, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha? Bring us back to your Torah. So this is a beautiful Hasidish idea. I had written down who was it from, right? It was from one of the Biala Rebbes, who says that the idea of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha, Hashem, bring us back to your Torah, because we know that every neshama, right? What does Yisrael stand for? I think there's also Kedush Levi about this. Yeshishim Ribu Osios LaTorah. There's 600,000 letters in the Torah. We know 600,000 root souls of the Jewish people. Every neshama of every Yid is connected to a different os in the Torah, to a different drop of ink in the Torah. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring us back to our letter. And again, what does this mean? It means that at our root, we're connected to Torah. And that's what we're asking the Ribono Shel'olam to bring us back. And it's interesting also that Mefarshim point out that it's Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha, one thing, Karveinu Malkeinu L'Secha, second thing, V'Achzreinu M'Shuv Shleim L'Fanecha, third thing. So when you look at these three things, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha is what? Is speech. Torah is Talmud Torah. That's what we're referring to. V'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha is Pashu Pshat. This means Avod, the work, the mitzvahs, the Ma'isa mitzvahs that you do, right? Deed. What's tshuva shleima? What's complete tshuva? We know there are different levels of tshuva, right? But what's the ideal tshuva? Tshuva me'ahava. The Rambam discusses, the Gemara and Yoma discusses this, it's discussed in so many different places, that Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha, V'chachzireinu M'shuva Shleima L'Fanecha, the tshuva should be a complete tshuva. It should be a whole tshuva. Meaning it should be shleima, shalem. This shouldn't be out of yira. It shouldn't be out of Yiras HaOnesh. It shouldn't be for, and it should be shalom, that we are whole, a sense of shalom, that why are we doing this? We're doing this for Avas Hashem. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us back there. Because it's not pasha to get there ourselves. This is something that we need Siyata D'Shmaya in. But going back, we say after, that was just running through the three phrases quickly, but the idea of the Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, what does Karveinu mean? Karveinu means brings us close. So why do we ask to be brought close? Because we know what does chet do? Sin creates mechitzos. Sin creates partitions, barriers between us and the Ribono Shel'olam. More chatan, more barriers, more severe chatan.
If you're close, it's hard to do with sin. Once you get pushed away.
Right, no, that's why Avera Goreres Avera, exactly, that's a great pshat, Sam. In the Gemara in Yuma, Avera Goreres Avera, that the more you sin, the further away you get pushed from the Ribono Shel'olam, and the easier it is, Rachmana Litzlan, for a person to sin, right? The person sins the first time, he feels very bad, the second time, okay, third time, it's a mitzvah to him, that sin. Sin becomes a mitzvah. Right? But the idea of a Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, we're asking the king to bring us close to your service, but pshat is, it's interesting, we ask Karveinu after what? Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha. What's pshat? Why do we ask Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha first, and then Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, then bring us close? Elamai, Vosmeint, what does this mean? It means that Talmud Torah can reach you even when you're very, very far away. Even when you're very, very far away, Talmud Torah can touch the soul of a person. We spoke, I think, last week about Mudis, right? Yeah. The Baal Tshuva camp. What the Mamash just learned about Kamos, guys. It's an unbelievable thing, how it reaches a person. And so the first step is, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha. We tell the Ribono Shel'olam, why? Because what's Torah? Torah, Ora Zu Torah, like Yehuda Maisa Ora. Simcha Ora Zu Torah. Torah is a light. Torah is a light. You might be very, as long as you start learning Torah, Torah has the ability to bring you closer and closer and closer. When you first delve into Torah, it's very difficult. But we know the more you do, the more it grows. The light expands further and further and further and has a much greater effect. And that's also the famous idea that Divrei Torah not Mekabel Tumah. This is a halachic idea in the Gemara and Brachos from Takanis Ezra. If a person's a Balkari, so you shouldn't write, you should go to mikveh to daven. But there's no one, but what about Talmud Torah? You don't have to go to mikveh, even Takanis Ezra, to learn Torah. Because Torah is not Mekabel Tumah. Torah is not Mekabel Tumah. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha just shows you the Koach HaTorah. And we know that that's the famous, right, Archaim HaKadosh. Did we mention that recently? We mentioned that. I thought we mentioned Archaim HaKadosh recently. Maybe it was in the women's channel. I don't remember where I mentioned this. Maybe it was in, who knows where it was. But the Archaim HaKadosh says that the Ikvus of the Mashiach are going to be on the 50th level of Tumah. Right? But how could that be? We know if the Jews in Egypt would have gone to the 50th, what were we told? They never would have left. They never would have left. So how could this be that Nimosa, that the Ikvus of the Mashiach, we're going to be in the 50th level of Tumah? How can this be? We're not going to be able to get out. So what does he say, the Archaim HaKadosh? That was Kodem Matan Torah. Mm. Now it's Acher Matan Torah. A Jew could be on the 50th level of Tumah. 50th level of Tumah. And what can bring him back? Torah.
So that would be
the fact that we have the Torah. We're told there are 50 levels.
Well, we're told there are only 50
levels. We're told there are 50 levels. I think we're there. I think we're at the, so the 50.
Hashivinu is the Mahashiv to return it.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could be in the world, but the kiruv.
Right, coming close. That takes that's a different level.
Yeah, yeah.
That takes more. Karvenu malkenu lavo desecha, meaning coming close is when you do ma'aseh hamitzvos. Coming close is when you do ma'aseh hamitzvos. Torah begins. Torah is the hook, and it's drawing you close. But the real closeness to the king, and because again, Malkenu, there's a certain awe. To a parent, you just love. There's all run right away, even when you're dirty and you're disgusting. But the second level is Malkenu, where there is a little awe. There's a little pachad to come close. Karvinu Malkenu, lavo desecha. We're asking his rishos, we're asking him to bring us close. We know we're so far away, we're soiled, we're dirty. Please allow us to come close to serve you. And those are the ma'aseh hamitzvos. The ma'aseh hamitzvos, of course, take a person to the next level. But the first thing, the hook, is Torah. Just get Torah into a person's neshama. Remember at one time, there's certain rabbanim, they have shitas, so you don't speak every week, and you know, you don't have to have drasha every week. My shita early on was, if I have people here one time a week, if I don't give a Dvar Torah, I'm a Poshaya. I'm Poshaya. Look, Torah's not mine. Torah from all over the place. I'm just a vessel. How do I know what words of Torah can reach a neshama? How do you know what words of Torah can reach a neshama? You have no idea where it comes from. You have no idea. Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, where the help is from the Bona Shalom to bring a neshama back. It's a real achrayis. It's a real achrayis. That's the first thing. But then, v'karveinu malkeinu lavodasecha. We're asking the king, even though we're dirty, king, there's a certain protocol, there's a certain standard. You have to be careful how you approach the king. But we're asking to be able to come close in his service in terms of the ma'aseh and mitzvahs, even though we're dirty. Even though we're meluchlach betit, we're meluchlach b'chet. And then, once you're doing the ma'aseh and mitzvahs, this opens you up even further. Why? Why do ma'aseh and mitzvahs open you up even further? Why? Because achar pa'ulos nimshach and halvavos. It's the whole yisod of why we have ma'aseh and mitzvahs in the first point, the Sefer HaChinuch says. Why do we have physical acts that we have to do? Right? Does it really matter? Because what those physical acts do is they create a spiritual personality. They mold the Torah person through the ma'aseh hamitzvahs. Because Rachmana Litzlan, Torah has the ability to pull a person, but if it's not concretized through action, Rachmana Litzlan, it can be lost. It can be lost. Lakiva, you're in God's business. You know it very well, that a kid might have awesome, inspiring talks with an advisor, you know, and whether it's latte and learning it. Right, right. You have to, it has to be concretized into something physical. It has to be, you know, whether it's the tzitzis, whether it's putting on a tefillin, whether it's lighting Shabbos candles every Friday, whether it's, you know, whatever it is. Right. Doing something tachlis oriented, that doing something in the world of maisa, commitment, a level of action, that's the next level of a karvenu, and you come close through that. That's pshat avodasecha means what? Means maisa mitzvahs, but there's also another pshat. What's the other pshat? Karvenu malkeinu avodasecha means to prayer. It means to tefillah, avodah shebelev. Meaning Torah is where Hashem talks to us. So Torah is the first step. I care what God has to say, but the next level is whether or not you really feel it. Because tefillah, we all know, is not a simple thing. I mean, it is a simple thing to open up a siddur and mutter words. But to really daven, to really shifri kamayim libich nochach p'nei Hashem, it's one of the dvarim that needs constant chizuk, constant reinforcement, the ability to daven, the ability to open yourself up and to really feel that you're omid lefnei hamelech. Right? That's why it's v'karvenu malkeinu lavodasecha. Because David HaMelech, Adonai Svasai Tiftach Ufiyagati Lasecha, what parak in Tehillim is that? I mean, we spoke about this in the beginning of our Shirim, in the beginning of the year, but it's parak nun aleph of Tehillim. Why is it parak nun aleph? Parak nun aleph is the parak HaTshuva, the parak of Tehillim David HaMelech said after Nasan Hanavi came to him and gave him Musar about what he did with Batsheva, right? And David HaMelech says, Adonai Svasai Tiftach Ufiyagati Lasecha. Why? The beautiful pshat is because when you get into a fight with someone, you do something disgusting to another person, it's very hard even just to talk to them. Right? Even when you make up, is the relationship really the same? Right? Is the relationship really the same? Is this a certain awkwardness? No? Like if you have a falling out with someone and then you make up, but you're on eggshells around the person. You know, I told the story once that my brother and I once had a big fight about a Talmud in Yeshiva. We mamish came to screaming at each other in the office. The Madrich, who now is a very chashuv rav in the New York area, who was involved in chinuch also on a very, very high level and one of major modern Orthodox Yeshiva high schools. So he was in the office, and afterwards he just walked out, like his eyes wide, and he just came up to me. He said, "Are you okay?" I said, "What?" He goes, "You guys were at each other. You were both turning red. There were veins popping in places that I'd never seen on your face before." I said, "I'm okay." I was a little shaken, but it was
like you never saw the fights in the basement of the market.
Right. There were no boxing gloves. You know, there were no boxing gloves. But I remember, you know, it was very intense, very harsh, and of course, you know, I was still an employee. I had to know my place. You know, I with the encouragement of my wife, I apologized to my brother. Not that day, like the next day. The next day. But for a good few days, maybe even a week, there was a certain, it wasn't the same.
Weirdness.
Yeah, there wasn't the same. And that's Adonai Svasai Tiftach Ufiyagiti Lasecha. God, David HaMelech is saying, I know I've fallen away. I know I've made myself dirty. I know I'm not deserving. But let me be able to talk to you honestly. Let me be able to open my heart to you. Let's really be able to connect. And that's Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha V'Karveinu. That's why we're asking Hashem to bring us close. Because tefillah is in the heart. You have to be close to really be able to do it. You have to be close. Pincus talks about it in Sha'arim B'Tefillah. Sha'arim B'Tefillah, how important it is that to the degree that you're going to get your heart ready for tefillah, to that degree Hashem makes himself available to you. If you don't put in any effort, you're very far from Hashem. But when you put in effort, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, and we're making an effort, we're asking Hashem to bring us back, we start learning Torah, that's when we can even say, V'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Sarasecha. That's when we can even say, Hashem, bring us close so we can talk to you. And we know by tefillah, there's Bechinas Malkeinu, right? And there should be a certain awe of tefillah. There's supposed to be a certain decorum of tefillah, a certain seriousness, kovet rosh, that you bring to tefillah, and whether it's talking about avoda in terms of the ma'isa mitzvahs, so we know it's the famous story from Tzion Halberstam, Hashem Yinkam Damov, Zechus Yogin Aleinu, the Baba Vareba who was killed in the Shoah, the father of Rav Shlomo Halberstam, the Baba Rebbe that we all know with the big white beard and the round glasses, who lived in Borough Park for many years. So he survived the war with one child, with one son, Reb Naftali. He lost his wife and a number of other children. His father also was killed by the Nazis early on. The Kedushas Tzion, I think, was the name of his sefer, the Kedushas Tzion. So he was once approached by a Polish soldier, and he said, "Why do you have that thing on your head?" You know, and he meant his yarmulke. He saw him like in, you know, without the Rebbe Shestrain Malon, without the, and the Baba Rebbe, Hashem Yom Kamdam, said to the Polish officer, "Why do you have that thing on your head?" He goes, "What do you mean? I have that on my head. I'm in service of our country, our government." So he said, "When I have this on, it means I'm in service of God. I'm in service of God." And the Baba Rebbe continued. He goes, "You know what the difference between us is? That you go home, you take that hat off. This is always on. Always. When I'm sleeping, this is on. The Schlufkappel, right? The Schlufkappel." Yeah. But, you know, that the Karvenu Malkenu Lavadasecha, we have to understand, when we do Ma'isa Mitzvahs, understand that we are also subjects of the king. We're the representatives of the king. It's tremendous achrayis. It's a tremendous responsibility. That's Karvinu Malkeinu Avdasecha. V'achazireinu b'seshuva shalema l'fanecha. What's v'achazireinu b'seshuva shalema l'fanecha? That's when we said that ultimately when we learn Torah, ultimately do ma'aseh mitzvah serve gavin, we're asking Hashem to make it a tshuva shalema. And we know that's only from the Ribbono Shalom, because that's a gift. Because you know what tshuva shalema means? You know what tshuva shalema means? Your neshama is totally clean. And not only is it clean, you know what the Gemara says? That zidonos nasilo kizachuyos. Your willful, rebellious sins become mitzvahs when it's tshuva shleima. It's a good one. No, Dr. Jeff?
It's a tough one, too.
That's quite a gift. That's, again, that's metaphysically, what? No. The Gemara, the Rambam says, the person can't say echtev oshuv. I'll sin and then I'll do tshuva. You're not allowed to do that. Some actually say that that's what we mean. We say v'chazreinu b'shuva shleima l'fanecha mean that we should never come to echdev oshuv. It's a bakash, Hashem should protect us from such a mindset. I'll just do the sin and then I'll do tshuva. It's okay, right? But v'chazreinu b'shuva shleima l'fanecha, the yisod of tshuva shleima means that it should be a whole tshuva, because tshuva means a creating a new metaphysical reality. As we said, ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi, a totally, totally ruach, a totally, totally new neshama. So this is something that is only a gift from the Ribbono Shel. No matter how much work you do, tshuva is ultimately a gift of Hashem. Because you can make good by the people that you hurt and by all these things, but we know what's tshuva? Tshuva's in when you're in the great IMAX in the sky, depending if it's a tshuva shlema, in the great IMAX in the sky, when they're showing the video and your parents are right next to you and all your rabbeim, all your teachers,
really?
And everyone.
Yes. Are you serious? You're not alone?
You don't think that's what Gehenna is?
Oh, no.
Gehenna is the sting of embarrassment.
Oh.
That everyone's... If you would have known that when you were an MTA... Right? No, Chas V'Shalom. But so the idea is that all of a sudden...
Wow.
The day is coming, and you start sinking down. You're like, oh no, that was the day. That was the day you're in a really bad mood. And, you know, there was an old lady who was pushing her little cart in front of you, and you needed to walk. And what did you do? You just knocked her over, and she falls straight face first into the puddle. And you mamish are going, oh my God, my grandmother looks like that old lady, and she's sitting... 2 seats to my right. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And all of a sudden, in the movie, when you come and close that old woman, and mom, she's heart starting to pound, it shows you going over to the old lady, "Can I please help you?" Taking your coat off, putting it on top
like
of the puddle. And she walks over it, and you're helping her arm in arm, and you help her with her packages. And you whisper to the mouth behind you, "Michal, it didn't happen that way. Or Gavriel, what's going on? I think someone changed the film." And you know what he says? He says, "You did. When you did tshuva." And Hashem takes your greatest sins and makes them into mitzvahs. It's like wild what a gift tshuva is. But that's hachazirinu b'shuva shleinu l'fanecha. And we ask Hashem that it should be a tshuva shlema, because we know what's tshuva shlema. How does the Rambam define tshuva gemura? Same place, same woman,
different activity,
but different outcome. That's a tshuva shlema. You got to daven that Hashem helps you to tshuva shlema. The Gemara in Sukkah says the Yitzhar gets stronger every day. The only way we survive is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. This is where you ask for Hashem's help in overcoming the Yitzhar. This is where you ask for Hashem's help. And how could it be ask for Hashem's help? I'm saying, is this a battle that you have to make on your own? Isn't this free will? Exactly. With your free will, you're asking Hashem, please help me. It's not a shaila. You're using all the tools at your disposal to be able to overcome the Yetzar. That's Hachzirin Meshuvah Shalem Lefanecha, and we'll end with the end of the bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Harotzeh B'Seshuvah. Harotzeh B'Seshuvah. In the plural, that Hashem wants you to do tshuva right now. Harotzeh in the present. Hashem, you want me to do tshuva right now. I know what you want, and I want to do it. I just need your help. I need your help. That's what this bracha is. This is a bracha when Hashem, you know, I know what you want, Hashem, and this is what I want. Please help me make what I want into the reality. Through learning Torah, Torah has to be a part of it. Through Maisei HaMitzvos and Tefillah, and last, knowing that everything ultimately is in Hashem's hand. The emunah, that everything is beyond Hashem, and you're asking the Ribono Shel Olam for that help to get you to tshuva shlema. That mamsh, it's a new beginning. Mamsh, no meluchlach b'cheit, you've been cleansed in the great dry cleaners in the sky, and that the Ribono Shel Olam mamsh makes your avonos into zechuyos. It's an unbelievable, unbelievable gift. And Sefer Charedim talks about how important this bracha is. I know last time I said about how important the bracha of Atachonin La'adam Das was. How there are those who said you have to scream, you have to shry by Atachonin La'adam Das like you do, like it's Ne'ilah. But also Hashivehinu, again, is a big bracha. It's a big bracha. You can only come to tshuva, though, if you have Das, right? So you need, one has to lead you to the other. But this is also bracha to spend time on. And you know, there's also, I'm sorry, I don't have the text right here in front of me, but I don't even want to say who it was. Do I want to say who it was? I think it was one of the great Mekubalim of Tzfat in the time of the Ari HaKadosh. He had a son who went off the Derech. And he asked the Arizal what to do. And the Arizal gave him a short tefillah to say in this bracha. In V'achazirein, before the words V'achazirein U'mishuv Shalem U'lefanecha. Actually, I think I once took a picture of it to send to someone. Someone asked me. You know, someone came to me now, the community, with a heavy heart. This is it, yeah. I took a picture of it. The Alshech. It wasn't Shalom, I'm sorry. It wasn't Shalom. It's Shalom. It's Please Be Malchami. Yes, Mechila. Who's coming with me to Tzfat? Yes, Mechila by his grave. Okay, so...
Shotgun.
It's a long trip. No fat shotgun. But the Alshech asked the Arizal, Reb Chaim Vital writes, about his son, how to bring him back in tshuva. V'tzivuhu Mori, the Arizal, this is Reb Chaim Vital's writing, my master, the Arizal, gave him, commanded him to have kavana in the tefillah hashivenu, and sheyadua hu shabina hu atshuva, because bina, which is what we ask in the last bracha, of chaneinu mitcha bina v'haskel, it comes to tshuva, and you should say at the end of this bracha, yiratzen mulfanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, shatachtor chatir mitachas kisei kvodcha, that you shall dig a tunnel under your kisei hakavod, lahachzir b'tshuva shalema, to return in complete tshuva, l'chol po she'amcha, all the rebellious sinners of your nation, b'chlalam and included in them, tachzir, bring back, l'ploni ben or bas plonis, to say the name of Furish, say the name of the person.
Does Yom Kippur, they have like on the bottom, it's like
maybe it's from this. This is from Pri Etz Chaim. It's from the Pri Etz Chaim, Reb Chaim Vital. But he said, because your right hand is open to receive the people who want to do tshuva. So this is a big deal. This is not a small thing. It's not a small thing, this tefillah. That's what the Shemona Esrei is, and that's what we say at the event. And to end, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sor Asecha. V'achzirinu M'shuvah Shalem L'Fanecha. The tshuva is all in the hands of the Ribono Shel Olam. You can have a person who's so far away from Torah mitzvahs, and you're allowed to daven that they should be inspired to come back. That's the gift. That's a gift of tshuva. It's a gift of tefillah. To give such a gift, Hashem should help us all. You know, don't forget to put yourself in that category. Not anyone here, Chas Shalom. At least for myself, I say Chai Mordechai Ben Yafa Bela, right? But Hashem should help us all that we should daven for tshuva, and Hashem should help us become all emes tikabali tshuva. Shkoyach.